This is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you. Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this holiday season edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon, upper right-hand corner of the Listen Live link. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go search Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Check out all the great stories and videos and photos and all that good stuff of animals that I post. And that recall about the Purina Pro Plan prescription cans. The EN diet is up there, too, if that rings a bell and you need to check it out. And, whoa, we had fun bopping around to the Jingle Cats. And it is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen here, and Linda Rasmussen is here. And my favorite part, Nathan played us the Jingle Cats, and my favorite recording of Hava Nagila. I just love that. And it always has reminded me, because I think it's like Russian dancing, where, you know, they get down and kick their legs out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Nels does that. I mean, not, he doesn't go all the way down. So anyway, Dr. Nels was doing the Hava Nagila dance for us, so we had a great time. Oh, that was so much fun. Woo. All right.
I think mine looks more like hillbilly dancing, but.
Well, it does, kind of.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's a great version of that. Yeah. Oh, that's what we'll call hillbilly dancing. That kind of suits you because you're from the country.
That's right.
All right. So that was great. All righty. Whew. Total fun. Ah, we get to do it all month. All righty. So we ended last hour talking about, I told you my whole story of all, you know, how Martha got stressed out with the snow and the wind and the power outages and the dead batteries and snow plows and all that stuff, and how I felt my back go out. I'm standing in the kitchen not doing anything, and I felt it. And so Dr. Nels and Linda have been explaining to us how stress can affect the physical body. And then, of course, I explained to you how if you don't process your own stuff effectively, then your animals take it on and process it for you. I apparently have processed pretty well because my animals came through this just fine. It's me that's had the problem. But I, you know, obviously I've been dealing with it. I forgot the biggest part, though, which is turn it over, and I didn't do that right away. But what caught me at the end of the discussion last hour was that Linda was explaining that the guy that kind of created and put together and founded the Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, which has grown into a process that anyone can learn. And there are best education classes, you know, around the country that you can go to and you take the education to learn how to do this. Okay. But that Dr. Mortar, the creative guy, you know, he had been a chiropractor that did adjustments and all of that, but kind of then ran into that. Well, how can it be that people just get the same thing over and over again and they don't do anything and yada? And then, so then this all came together. And I think you said, didn't you say that once he figured this all out and started doing the best work, he didn't do adjustments at all anymore. He just did the best work.
Yeah. They were now being handled through the best technique.
All right. So I want to move that forward to now we get to Dr. Nels. And because you started out as a chiropractor,
right.
Correct?
Yeah, I started, I got my license in 1980 and doing just regular chiropractic adjustments for the first 20 years.
Okay, so 20 years. And then so how did you find out about all of this?
Well, I had seen the Mortar Health Systems postcards which go out to chiropractors, because at one time the only people they taught this work to was fellow chiropractors. So I would see a little postcard going by saying there's going to be a best seminar in your area, and you can come and learn it. And every time I looked at it, my eyes would cross because it was too complicated. There was too much stuff on this one postcard, and I look at that and I go, well, obviously that's going to be too complicated for me.
Above my pay grade, as Dr. Right. Bill used to say.
Right. So I was like, okay, well, and then one day I just got one. It was very simple. Somebody had clued them in that they needed to simplify. And it said, you can get three, what do they call that? Continuing education credits for $99. And it's like, holy smokes, that's like a third
that's a good
of
deal.
The price of you normally pay to get a continuing education credit for anything. So
and
I
chiropractors have to do that to keep up your license, right?
Right, right. Okay. So I'm looking at that and go, well, okay, that's a bargain. And I've always been curious about BEST, right?
Yeah.
So I thought, no, I'll go and check it out. And I went and was just totally amazed at some of the stuff I learned and the results I saw for me personally and for the people. Me as a newbie was touching and doing the work too, and then they were having amazing results. It's like, okay, I'm just going to have to dive in and make this something I really do. So then I got involved and joined the organization and just kept learning.
And so that's been the evolution of you. And so now I don't think you were like Dr. Mortar and you've never done any adjusting since then. I think you said it was
a little more gradual transition. And, you know, I probably almost never move bones now, but, you know, because it doesn't need to happen that way anymore. When
right.
you this balance the energy and the neurology, the body corrects itself.
Right.
So that's what I do. I just allow the body to correct itself.
Well, and maybe that kind of goes in line with the fact that we're, you know, I'm having to accept the concept that stress alone can upset the apple cart, so to speak.
Yeah.
And it can physically put you out of alignment and balance. So, you know, a lot of times I've thought, well, how could something like BEST or the neuroenergetic balancing, how that can't put you back into alignment. But now that I'm understanding that stress alone without any physical manipulation could put you out of alignment, so why can't the right kind of energy going in without any physical stuff put you back into balance?
Right.
So now it kind of makes sense.
And I've got a great story that illustrates that.
Please.
I went to a farm to see some horses, and she said, I don't know if you can do anything for this one, but it got attacked by a cougar.
Mm.
And it was a young cougar, so basically it just clawed up its rump a little bit, and then the horse kicked it and it ran away. But she said, ever since then, it's only walked on three legs. It doesn't put its right hind down.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, really? Huh. So I check it out, and I find some things to do. And by this time, I was doing my version of BEST, which I now call the neuroenergetic balancing, on the horses.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just holding some points, and I heard a little pop.
Oh, you
somewhere
you heard?
In the body. It was just
you just had your fingers on
just,
different
parts. Yeah, just touching some of these.
Just touching. You were just touching.
Right.
You weren't doing anything except touching with your
right.
fingers.
There's a little pop.
And
about 10 seconds later, there's another pop. And I'm going, well, that's pretty interesting. And I look at the woman and I say, do you ever hear that kind of stuff from this horse? She says, never heard that before. And then there was a couple more pop, pop, and then one huge bang kind of a sound.
Wow.
And the horse put this foot that it had not put the foot on the ground, just touched its toe occasionally. It sat square on the ground and walked off totally normal.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
So it was theorizing now based on my experience. I was resetting the fight or flight system, got the horse unstuck. The neurology, the normal neurology and function took over, and it just said, oh, we don't need all this anymore, and just reestablished the normal balance and off.
Well, because it makes total sense. I mean, if the horse was attacked by a cougar, you know, a cougar jumped on the rear end of the horse, that would be a traumatizing experience
yeah,
to
yeah,
the horse.
Yeah.
And totally understandable that the flight-fight mechanism would get stuck in that process. But so it's a matter of you just straightening that out
yeah.
with the holding the points. But gosh, what a dramatic experience to actually hear the popping going on.
Yeah, it was pretty. I've never heard it since, but I mean that was the most dramatic ever.
Well, and often you know I say it all the time. I have experiences that many don't, specifically because of what I do, and so you know I see the worst of the worst and the most dramatic cases, and I see the most miracles happen. But that's, you know, a great way to help others understand what it is that we do and how effective it can be. So, but gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So that leads us to, are there any things preventively that we could do? Oh, and if you didn't see that, Nell's pointed at Sister Linda. Linda, it's your turn.
Yeah.
So, Linda, have you got things that we can do?
Yeah. And I think I'll go to the one that is new for me in the last several months, which, you know, as we discussed before, when you're working with people over and over again, and my intuition, as much as I can, I try to keep it open and ready for more information. And so I started to realize that one of the things that causes stress to not only perpetuate but to build is this area of judgment, especially self-judgment.
Mm.
But really anytime we judge anything, like, you know, you're looking at somebody else driving and you're thinking a bunch of harsh thoughts about them, that's actually bad for us.
Right.
Doesn't do anything to the person who that you're looking at. It hurts us. And so one of the things that I've come up with that is, I consider it preventative, because when you notice yourself starting to be angry, upset, whatever you're being, you can then stop and think, I forgive myself for allowing this driver, my thoughts about this driver, to come between me and my perfect peace.
Okay, so I forgive myself for allowing whatever.
You know, my response to this person's behavior to come between me and my perfect, and then you could say peace, health, happiness, abundance, whatever it is, because we really are just creating, with every judgment that we make, more and more problems for ourselves. And we can actually release out of our system all kinds of trauma just by, I forgive myself for allowing this person's behavior or this situation to come between me and my
perfect peace.
Perfect peace.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I forgive myself for allowing my response to come between me and my perfect peace.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times do you have angry thoughts,
mm-hmm,
or judgmental thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
How many times a day or a minute?
Yeah. I mean,
well, that's what I mean. Yeah. In our lives, kind of, how many times do we have critical thoughts, judgmental
mm-hmm
thoughts, or negative
mm-hmm
thoughts about others
mm-hmm
or situations or animals, or it could be a TV show or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
We do that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Because the research shows that an actual emotion only lasts 90 seconds. The actual playing out, you know, when they do brain research now, they can tell you that, you know, if you feel angry, that's 90 seconds. Any anger that you carry after that, you're doing it yourself.
Oh.
You're literally using your mind to have a story now that you're building and making bigger with anger. And you're just perpetuating it. And you could have your angry response, and then you can say, I forgive myself for allowing, you know, this situation or this feeling of anger to come between me and my perfect peace, health.
Yeah.
Because we that's why emotions handled in the head, they just become stories. And they're not good stories. They're stories about how we're victims or we're helpless or it's all up to me. Those are the stories. And so we have to employ our minds differently.
All right. So are you saying that as just as a general principle way to go is whenever you have that kind of judgmental thinking or mm-hmm. angry thoughts or an angry response to counter that mm-hmm. with this affirmation, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was even thinking of, I think, the very first person, the first Sue that we talked to about the construction project.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of us have things that we don't have any control over happening around us.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is, I mean, of course it's irritating, it's noisy, it's whatever it is. It's inconvenient. And instead of continuing to think about how terrible it is, if we think, I forgive myself for allowing, you know, this construction project to come between me and my perfect health, can actually change our relationship to it so that we don't keep building up aggravation and judgment and upset. We can actually let ourselves shift into a different way.
So what you're saying, that could diffuse the big electrical shock in Martha's back.
Right.
If I were doing this.
Exactly.
But, and I was just, as you're describing that, I was kind of going back through my, you know, week and a half of this, mm-hmm. that led to this.
Yeah.
And thinking of the different experiences, the first one being the power outage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't do good in real cold, and I don't do good in real hot. I found mm-hmm. that out, you know, last year when we had over 100. It's like, okay, I don't do that good. Now I should shift that thinking as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the extremes, just, you know, that's why I've always loved living here in the Northwest. But going back in my mind and putting myself back in there, I'm thinking of that first, during that power outage and all of that, I was not a happy camper. I could have shifted myself out of that mm-hmm. if I'd have used this affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'd have been doing that, I bet that could have begun the beginning of the diffusing. And if I'd have kept that up mm-hmm. with everything that happened after mm-hmm. that, and who knows, you know, because we attract to ourselves what we need to learn and grow from, and how mm-hmm. much of the rest of the stress I brought upon. Well, everything, you know, that happens is a reflection of what's going on inside. So it's all us anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But gosh, that's a real, I can see where that would have shifted. So, all right, I'm going to, so let's see. So we start with the baby stuff. So it's just those little negative thoughts in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like Nell said, could happen every 30 seconds.
Yeah, faster than that.
Constantly. It doesn't take a lot to set us off, does it?
But that's where we need to start.
Right.
Every little, because none of that serves us.
Right. It's just creating a situation. It's literally creating out of something that doesn't even belong to us, so to speak. It's starting to create a problem for us.
And right. So I have a little technique to do the first flip of that switch.
Okay.
Right after the break.
How did you know? You could see Nathan squirming in his chair over there, couldn't you? Yeah, I could feel it too. We all could feel it. All right. A big tip coming up from Dr. Nels after we take care of our advertisers. They are our most important priority because they keep us on the air. Besides Nathan, of course. All righty, so we could hear the Jingle Cats too. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead with a big tip from Nels right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Walking your talk? Take us with you. The KKNW app makes streaming our programming easy on your phone or tablet.
Oh, Christmas tree.
A little town of Bethlehem.
Well, that's true. Right. No, yeah, well, Christmas tree was earlier or later or whatever, but yeah, no, that is a little town of Bethlehem, it is. Well, I don't understand their English sometimes, but... Oh, there we go, the everlasting... What? Yes, Sam.
Helps and fears through all the years. Da, da,
da, da. Okay, I won't sing anymore. All right, that's next week we sing. Okay. Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, thanks for being here with us on Animal World. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen are here. We heard from our New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out, and you can order from newprosupplements.com. We heard from Natasha Venter, our medium communicator, personal awareness coach. She is available for private readings. She's very reasonably priced, as half-hour readings in person or on the phone or on Zoom or whatever. And she also does a couple of podcasts every week, Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 p.m. You can find the podcasts on YouTube, get Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications. And that's every Monday or Wednesday at 4 p.m. And if you would like to check her out, angelicclarifications.com, and you can always give her a call, 360-770-7486, 360-770-7486. All righty, and if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. All you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And by the way, if you're sitting out there and wanting a free remote treatment for you or your animal friends from Linda Rasmussen or Dr. Nels Rasmussen, we've got time to sneak you in. We could take another call. So pick up your phone right away, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. If you need toll-free, that's 1-888-298-5569. All righty then. Dr. Nels, you left us with a wonderful tease in that big tip.
Yes. So let's just say you're doing something. You're trying, you know, as a guy, I might be trying to back a screw out of a thing that holds a light switch in place because I got to do something, right? And I strip the thing out and I'm starting to get all upset. And then I go, oh, I realize that all these bad feelings that I'm having towards this job I'm doing are just making me feel terrible inside. And if I don't stop, something even worse could happen. And so the first thing I do is I just take a breath and I hold it and I think, I'm so thankful for that awareness. And it just kind of melts that right out. It's like the way to turn the off switch. And then Linda's affirmation. is like the next step, the one to carry you forward positively. But first, it's good to turn that switch off, because when you're in those negative thoughts, you've got to stop it.
That's okay. Great. So now we've got over the break, I was able to, now that Nels and Linda are sharing all this great information with us, I took myself back to, you know, this week or so, you know, building up to when my back went, thinking of all the different things that happened and had I done things differently with my mind. And of course, it's not like I don't know this stuff, not like I don't have good tools, but, and most of the time I'm pretty good at using them and work through them. But sometimes so much piles on, so much or whatever, the tools kind of go out the window and we forget that. So now I think, you know, our plan can be going through the holidays here is just paying attention to what's going on in your mind.
And the key really to being aware, because our thoughts happen fast and furious, mm-hmm. right? But what's happening in your body is slower.
Okay.
And if you start to feel uncomfortable in some way, a negative feeling in your chest or your solar plexus or your stomach, when you're feeling those things in your physical core like that, that's a clue that you've been having bad thoughts. And that's when it's time to turn the switch off and then incorporate some good positive thinking.
So it might be that we are first aware of a physical sensation in our bodies that we don't feel quite right.
Yeah.
So then that would be tuning into that, and then what have I been thinking about? And then I'm beating myself up or so-and-so in my mind sort of thing.
Yeah.
All right, so step one
is awareness of how you're feeling.
Yes, it is. Once you realize that, this is what Martha and Dr. Nels and Linda were talking about.
If you're feeling upset, if you're feeling angry, if you're feeling sad or having a physical symptom like, you know, nausea or something, mm-hmm. it's in your body, but it came from
your mind.
Your mind first.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So no matter how you get, you realize what's going on. Mm-hmm. You either feel it in your body or you're aware of your critical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we have that awareness, the first step is to turn it off, and we turn it off by saying, I'm grateful, I am so thankful for that awareness.
I often just say, thank you for that awareness.
Or thank you for that awareness.
And I often will hold my breath for about 30 seconds just to remind myself to reset.
Okay, so maybe take a breath and hold it, and I'm thankful for that awareness, mm-hmm. or thank you for that awareness, or I'm grateful and thankful for that awareness, but something that acknowledges it.
Right.
Thank you. And that's the off switch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then we want to reboot,
mm-hmm.
and that's the I forgive myself
mm-hmm.
for allowing my response or whatever to come between me and my perfect peace
mm-hmm.
or my perfect health or whatever is going mm-hmm. on at the moment. And mm-hmm. that's what moves us forward.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's really great. So then no doubt for those that find the holidays stressful for whatever reason, you can look at all the things that set that up. Like maybe you're thinking, I haven't done my shopping yet and this is going to be and you start going into all the negative stuff. Well, as soon as you realize that's what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
see, that's stop it by thank you for that awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Then forgive yourself. And do that all the time. And it might be, so I have to see so-and-so at Christmas. And, we don't like them. Or think about it. As soon as you're aware, I'm doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the awareness. Then shift it.
Mm-hmm.
And we could totally change ourselves mm-hmm. by the new year, huh?
And you could take it a third step after the forgiving yourself. And that is just a pure positive thought like, I'm so thankful for, like Linda was saying, I'm so thankful for my strong, flexible back or mm-hmm. my comfortable back.
So, Linda, tell us that story you were telling us
off the
air.
So I was assisting my mother for a while, and she needed to have a wheelchair in the car that I would pull out of the trunk. And I'm not at all or necessarily think of myself as real strong, and I was a little concerned for my physical being. And so what I decided to do was whenever the trunk opened, I just stood there just for a moment and just thought, I'm so grateful and thankful for my strong, flexible back. And then I would just take a nice breath in and I'd, you know, lean forward in the proper way and grab that wheelchair and pull it out. And I did that probably hundreds of times and I never hurt myself. And so I just really did what I could to put myself in the condition that I wanted to be, which was a strong, flexible back so that I could handle that. Yeah. And it just eliminated those other chatters about I might hurt myself.
Right. Had you stayed, allowed that negative thinking that you might hurt yourself if you got to haul this wheelchair around all the time, if you'd stayed there, you very likely would have injured yourself. Mm-hmm. But you shifted it completely in the way that you handled it that way. And that's similar to a technique that I learned from some of my spiritual teachers. And this is from Swamiji Kriyananda, who founded Ananda. He was like fluid in like eight languages or something. And he learned them very quickly. And then he shared with everyone what he did was if he had to go to a country he didn't know the language, before he went, his affirmation, he would talk to himself and he would say, like say he was going to Germany. He would say, I am German and I completely assimilate and understand the language and speak it fluently. And it comes easy to me. I know what it all means. And he would do all that kind of stuff. And lo and behold, he wouldn't be there for very long before he'd be able to communicate sort of thing. And so he shared that technique of adjusting your mind. So I do this all the time. I have my clients do this all the time. I remember once this was way before the pandemic and years ago, and it was the Ananda, the community open house. Dr. Nelson, you and Martha came by the open house a few times, and Jude and Paul used to come out and do free treatments and stuff. It was on the day of the open house, and I was there early because I did the welcome booth, and I didn't have to do anything, so I volunteered to help other people. Well, one of the person was doing an outdoor cafe and food, and she said, I need to make bouquets for all the tables. And so you need to find something to put them in, and here's a pile of flowers, and make bouquets. And so I stood there, and then she left. And I'm like standing there going like, like this is not, I don't do this. I'm not an arranger. I'm not creative in this way. I've got all this. And then all of a sudden I realized, well, that's not getting me anywhere. So there were a bunch of jars on the table too. And so I just stood there and I said, I said to myself, I am the greatest flower arranger on the planet. I know exactly what to do, and I create beautiful bouquets. So I just started that. And so then I just lined up the jars, little glass jars, all around. And I just picked up flowers and started sticking them in. I pick up a flower and stick it here. And I went through all the flowers and stuck in all. By the time I got done, I had like 12 beautiful bouquets. Yeah. I was like, how easy was that? Okay. So you can... And again, it goes back to the original thing I learned from my first spiritual teacher. That's thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So I use that technique a lot. I'm the greatest mechanic in the world. I know exactly how to do this. Or I'm the greatest pooper scooper, all of that. And it makes a difference. I use it with my clients because often I'm doing a session and we'll have to go out to walk the dog and oh, I'm not a good dog trainer. I don't have core. I kind of, and I time right out. Okay, let's just get that. I am the greatest dog trainer in the world. The timing comes naturally to me, So anyway, I shift their thinking. Now the key is you got to remember to do it when the hot button hits, and I totally spaced my tools. So. Yeah. That's really important to know. All righty. We are going to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. And we've got some current events to do and a few other things. But if you want to sneak in a phone call, 425-373-5527. otherwise, and you think of any other ways we can apply this stuff to the holidays and situations and so forth. So Animal World continues more with the Rasmussens straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now,
this is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos Sunday, December 11 at 1 o'clock for part 3, Promised Inclusivity, completing the 2022 miniseries USA Pluto Return and Power. Pluto in Capricorn involves an ongoing process, purging what no longer serves to sustain for growth in social structures we share and create. So come journey with us. Talk Cosmos Sunday, December 11, 1 o'clock, KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
Yeah, they do Alvin too. They chipmunk. Alrighty. So fun to have the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs going. Let's see, we heard again from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and you can check him out at his website, healingministryforanimals.com. And he always does a free telephone evaluation to find out if he can help you or your animal friends. And if you would like to do that, you just go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link and fill out the little form, say you want to talk, and Dr. Nels will arrange a phone call with you. And as long as we're on the subject, you can reach Linda at the number I'm going to give you, and you can see her in person at the Interspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely. And she continues to offer a free remote session, or, you know, it could be a remote session or in-person session for anybody that calls or texts her at the number I'm going to give you. So all you got to do is call or text 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Remember that Jude Ponton is available. Whispering Dragon is in her home now in Shoreline. Great location, great healing room and so much more peaceful, and parking is easy. She can work with you in person or remotely as well. Whispering-Dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, and you can call her at 206-706-2836. All righty then. So we better catch up and do current events. Alrighty, let's see on the current events schedule. I told you about Natasha Venter and her podcast tomorrow, 4 p.m. Go to Natasha Venter Angelic Clarifications on Facebook and you can get the podcast 4 p.m. on Mondays and Wednesdays. Now, big news is, do you want a live Christmas tree? Because Northwest Stream Center up at McCollin Park in South Everett has the live Christmas trees available again this year. And you can go between now and December 23rd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you can do the nature store while you're there and do some Christmas shopping. And they've got like a number. They've got a Sitka spruce and Douglas fir and cedar and a bunch of different live trees. And they, you know, they come in pots. So the cool thing is and there's several different sizes. You go and you get your live Christmas tree and take it home for the holidays. And then you have the option. You can keep it and plant it in your own on your own property. Or you can bring it back to the stream center. And then they will plant it next to a salmon stream somewhere. So it's a very cool deal. So Northwest Stream Center, streamkeeper.org is the website if you want to check it out. Streamkeeper.org. But between now and December 23rd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. are the hours available. All righty. And then the other big news would, of course, be this time of year, Santa Paws pictures. And you still have an opportunity, like today and next weekend. It would be the last weekend. These are done by Meow for a $20 donation at Mud Bay Stores. And today, Sunday 11th, they're at Redmond Mud Bay between 12 and 3. So they're starting up here in another 10 minutes. So you can cruise over to the Redmond Mud Bay and get your Santa Paws pictures. Now, next weekend will be the last weekend to do it. Saturday the 17th. They'll be at Greenwood Mud Bay, and Sunday the 18th, they'll be at Issaquah Highlands Mud Bay. So those are your opportunities. And remember, the Meow Shelter is now open on Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. So that covers current events. Let's see. And I think we're done with anything you guys are aware of over the holidays you want to let us know about? No specials going on or anything?
No, I don't. I'm doing things with my mailing list of people. I think in the new year, perhaps at your next show, I will extend some of what I'm doing with my mailing list to the general, more general public.
Okay. All right.
And nothing new happening in my realm, just good stuff all over. And I was thinking about holidays and how people come into them with, you know, upset feelings. And I think it's really important because I know that people came by these feelings they have for the holidays through some experiences or this just never really landed right with them. And what I would encourage people to do is to think about not the external world, which is all the stuff that's around us, but to really go within and think about, what do I want? What would help me feel like I was doing something that's right for me? And really let that guide you instead of worrying about whether you are having lights up or not, whether you are doing any holiday stuff or not. And if you have sad feelings from the past, Allow yourself not to feel bad about the fact that you're sad, but to make sure you respect that, and then also see if you can get some support. Because, you know, everybody approaches every part of life their own way, but we often are distracted and even confused by what we see around us. And the most important thing is what's right for me, and really going within for that and letting that guide you instead of all the expectations and chatter that people make about the holidays.
And I would say, just to follow that up, if you have listened to all of this and you're one of the ones that goes into the season with a lot of stress to begin with because of whatever negative experiences or whatever, and if you understand all of this and you're working with it but you don't feel like you're helping yourself, it seems to me that working with you, Linda, you could help jumpstart this whole thing and help someone shift.
Yeah, that's what it's
going
about,
on.
It's really releasing some things that, just like Nels talks about with animals, stuff just gets stuck. And it's because it was really big and important at the time it happened. And then we're years past that, and we just, sometimes it is really just literally stuck in our nervous system and in our field. And if we can release that, then we could start to feel things changing. And for most people, it's sometimes they've lost their belief in change. And so this will help people reignite the idea that, hey, things can change.
Right. So if we're one of those people that goes into the holiday season saying, oh, I hate Christmas, or I hate the holidays, mm-hmm. or, oh, it's going to be such a challenge to da 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 da. Well, if you're one of those, if you can say, I'm one of those people. I don't like this, the first step could be right then and there after the show here to say, I'm doing that. Thank you for that awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the next step would be, I forgive myself mm-hmm. for allowing my attitude mm-hmm. to interfere with, what is it?
With
to,
my perfect peace.
To come between me and my perfect peace. Because
yeah, right.
Obviously if you're hating going into the season, mm-hmm. you're not in perfect peace.
Mm-hmm.
So the first step is acknowledging that and saying, hey, they're talking about me. So mm-hmm. thank you for that awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And then I forgive myself for mm-hmm. allowing this to come between me and, mm-hmm. and my whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so start doing that. See mm-hmm. how it works. Mm-hmm. But if you're finding for one of those you're spinning your wheels mm-hmm. and in helping, mm-hmm. well, that's, call Linda.
Yeah.
She'll, and if it's the first time you're calling, guess what? You get a free session.
Mm-hmm.
So how easy is that? Merry Christmas.
And
here's the thing
is that when you get a reset with this energy work, you know, it's for some people it seems kind of a little out there, airy-fairy stuff, and it's like, how can that help? When you stop responding to an old thought, your body chemistry will change in that moment. And then from then forward, your body chemistry is different and you can start to feel different. So it's
remember
it's a real
Dr.
thing.
Nels standing there with his fingers on that horse for the first time and hearing the pops. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean you're going to hear pops in your body and all of that, but that's the example to let you know that this really works.
Mm-hmm.
And the physical body can shift. Now, brings me to a quick question for you, Linda, because, you know, Dr. Nels shared with us his background and, you know, the chiropractic for mm-hmm. 20 years and then how mm-hmm. he found Mortar and yeah. the best and then shifted what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not a chiropractor, so you didn't follow that same path. So how did you get into this? I'm assuming it's because somehow Dr. Nels hooked you in.
Well,
what
yes,
happened?
Indeed. Well, so, of course, Nels has been providing excellent care for me for many years. And I did notice a significant difference when he started using this best technique. And at first I was like many other people, what the heck's that? And then I really noticed, wow, this is really different. And then he kept telling me some of the ideas and philosophy. And then he took me to a public seminar that people could go to. And I went. And I immediately, like the first day, it was like a 3-day thing. The first day I'm like, I've got to do this. And initially I wasn't going to have a practice. I was just going to help my partner who had migraines that took her out every couple of weeks or more. And so I I inquired, and they were just at a point. So we always want to look at perfect timing. So they were just at that point thinking in the mortar organization, you know, we could teach this to other people, and as long as they can pass all the exams and certifications and be checked out by, you know, the same people that would be checking anybody out, why can't we certify them, you know? And so they took me on as one of those people.
That's right, because they were only teaching chiropractors.
That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
So you were the first lay people, as they'd say.
I was in that group of first people. Because they were starting to let in naturopaths, massage therapists, who all have licenses. But they finally gave up the idea that the person had to have a license to learn it. Because each state is going to be different on how that licensing thing is handled. And so, you know, that was just like, well, you take responsibility for whatever your state wants you to do, and we can teach you and certify you in this technique. And so I just jumped right through that opening because it was so powerful and compelling. And I will tell you, my partner doesn't have those migraines.
I was going to say, did you help your partner?
While I was learning the technique, I was like just a total rookie baby learner. My partner's health changed. She stopped having those migraines.
Wow, outstanding.
So, you know,
outstanding.
That's all I can say is it's so powerful. It's way beyond anything you could imagine from such a simple thing.
Okay, quickie. Dr. Nels, how long have you been doing neuroenergetic balancing?
I've been doing this work since 2000, so I guess that's 22 years.
Linda, how long for you?
I started my practice in 2009.
All righty. Okay, so if you want to just know that if you are feeling like you're one of the ones that's going to need help shifting for this holiday season, Linda can work with you. Nels also works with people.
Mm-hmm.
So Linda's verticalenergyworldwide.com, free session if you call 206-841-1992. Dr. Nels, not doing a free session, but he'll do a free telephone evaluation with you. Mm-hmm. Healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link. You're good. All righty. Next week is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. Talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching with Natasha. It's also our Christmas and Hanukkah show, and we're going to be singing, so join us for that and call us with your questions. And it's time to wrap it up. So, Nathan, thank you. Dr. Nels, thank you. Linda, thank you, and blessings for helping us get through this holiday season. And gosh, I guess we'll talk to you all again next year, huh? All righty, everybody. As always, I leave you with animals have feelings too, so treat your animals better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. Go Seahawks, and I'll talk to you again next week.